第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問い20から問い22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 20.
And now for the ski report. If you're planning on skiing this weekend, here's what you can expect. If you're going to Richmond Mountain, you will find nice powder snow, but it will be cloudy and windy. In Washington Valley, excellent snow conditions and sunny skies await you. Spruce Valley will be closed because of high winds.At Vincent Mountain, the weather will be sunny and clear, but the snow is sticky after all the rain they had last week. Wherever you go, drive carefully and enjoy skiing.
Listen again.
And now for the ski report. If you're planning on skiing this weekend, here's what you can expect. If you're going to Richmond Mountain, you will find nice powder snow, but it will be cloudy and windy. In Washington Valley, excellent snow conditions and sunny skies await you. Spruce Valley will be closed because of high winds. At Vincent Mountain, the weather will be sunny and clear,But the snow is sticky after all the rain they had last week. Wherever you go, drive carefully and enjoy skiing.
Question number 21.
Attention, please. Due to technical problems,Train 342, the Sunshine Express, scheduled to depart from Platform 5 for Miami at 10 o'clock, has been canceled. If you have already purchased a ticket for Train 342, please go to the service counter for a cash refund or ticket exchange. Passengers without tickets should go to the ticket window to purchase tickets for the next available train.
Listen again.
Attention, please. Due to technical problems, Train 342, the Sunshine Express, scheduled to depart from Platform 5 for Miami at 10 o'clock, has been canceled. If you have already purchased a ticket for Train 342, please go to the service counter for a cash refund or ticket exchange.Passengers without tickets should go to the ticket window to purchase tickets for the next available train.
Question number 22. Hi, everybody. Here we are, bright and early.Ready to join 2,000 people in the Greenview Holiday Marathon. The race will start in 25 minutes. We all have to go to our starting positions right away. Everybody in our group is registered and has a color-coded number, right? Only pre-registered runners with numbers are allowed to participate. So be sure your number patches are in full view. Remember, there are 5 starting zones.You have to go to the color-coded zone that matches the color of your number patch. Let's get out there and do our best. Listen again. Hi, everybody. Here we are, bright and early, ready to join 2,000 people in the Greenview Holiday Marathon. The race will start in 25 minutes. We all have to go to our starting positions right away. Everybody in our group is registered and has a color-coded number, right? Only pre-registered runners with numbers are allowed to participate. So be sure your number patches are in full view. Remember, there are 5 starting zones. You have to go to the color-coded zone that matches the color of your number patch. Let's get out there and do our best.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Our guest on this evening's show is Elsa Baker, a woman who has just come back from a 3-year trip around the world. She visited 5 continents and even managed to pick up a few foreign languages along the way. She spent 9 months traveling the length of South America by bus and traveled all over Europe and Russia by train. What makes Elsa different from your ordinary tourist, however, is that she was 83 years old when she started out on her trip. After her husband passed away 4 years ago, she sold her house, bought a backpack and a number of travel books, and took off. She told us earlier that she felt if she didn't go then, she would never have another chance to follow her lifelong dream, to travel abroad. Tonight, we will hear about some of her many adventures, riding on a camel in the Indian desert, hiking in the Himalayas, and boating down the Amazon River. How did she do it? How did she manage? What are Elsa's future travel plans? Tune in at 7 o'clock and find out on tonight's edition of Adventure Travel.
Listen again.
Our guest on this evening's show is Elsa Baker, a woman who has just come back from a 3-year trip around the world. She visited 5 continents and even managed to pick up a few foreign languages along the way. She spent 9 months traveling the length of South America by bus and traveled all over Europe and Russia by train. What makes Elsa different from your ordinary tourist, however, is that she was 83 years old when she started out on her trip. After her husband passed away 4 years ago, she sold her house, bought a backpack and a number of travel books, and took off. She told us earlier that she felt if she didn't go then, she would never have another chance to follow her lifelong dream, to travel abroad. Tonight, we will hear about some of her many adventures, riding on a camel in the Indian desert, hiking in the Himalayas, and boating down the Amazon River. How did she do it? How did she manage? What are Elsa's future travel plans? Tune in at 7 o'clock and find out on tonight's edition of Adventure Travel.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。